Tonight I want to share a reflection with you, more like a story. I don't want to be here for too long today, unless I get carried away though, because I see so many people here, I'm excited and all, and I'm very happy today. The sermon title today is Ponder This, and I want to tell you the story of this man. This man was unemployed and living in a strange town. His wife held a good job, and his daughter was in school, and both of them were thriving in this new place for them. He, however, this man, was sinking into a deep, dark well of doubt and self-pity. He had no friends and little to occupy his energies during the day. So he sought to work with a theological institution, but did not have sufficient credentials. He sought work with area churches, but had too many credentials for the entry level of that position. And he finally found work, waiting tables for private dinners held at a local seminary. One day, he served lunch at a gathering of about 25 denominational leaders. These were the movers and the shakers of several regional districts in the area. Many of them had reviewed his resume before for possible placement within their boundaries. A couple of them recognized this man. After they departed, the other waiters and this man cleared away the cups and the tables, the plates. They gathered up the dirty linens and tossed out the table scraps as was permitted. Then this man prepared a package of leftovers. A package of leftovers for his family's evening meal. That day it was drizzling. As the man walked the 2 miles across the campus and through town to their apartment, along the path home, he tried calling his wife. But she was away from her desk. He looked in vain at his cell phone directory and he realized he had no one else to call. He was alone. He was alone with his thoughts. He was alone with his fears. He was afraid of the future. How many of you have been afraid of the future? Walking home in a midday mist with a bag of pierced, pan-seared salmon and 2 pieces of chocolate cake. That's all he had. He was troubled, this man. Yet he had no one with whom he could immediately share either his worries or the good news of having something to take home to eat. It was at that time that this underemployed man had something get to him. His sense of being an outsider. He was feeling that sense of his desire to serve and his banquet of leftovers and everything was just nostalgic, sad. Somehow, as he walked, he thought of Mary, the Virgin Mary. Mary in her singleness, with her situation, her particular situation. Mary still childlike and yet herself with child. Mary, with her surprise visit from the angel and her questions about her own future, now what? Mary pondering. Scripture tells us that Mary pondered. Mary pondered. She stored up all that happened and set it to think about her life and God's claim of her body. Mary had no cell phones. How many of you have cell phones? By the way, if one of those things goes on tonight, it better be God talking to you, because there's not supposed to be one on, okay? All right? He does call once in a while. My friends, she had no cell phones. She had no instant messaging. How about that, anybody? She had no blogging, no Facebook, no Skype. What else? Come on, kids, help me here. Twitter. What? Your MySpace. But MySpace is old now, right? But she had none of that. She did not have this. She did not have all this stuff that we have today. Mary was alone with her thoughts, her many thoughts, by the way, pondering. Pondering thoughts, angelic voices, and celestial visions. Mary was at that time without peers for her to go to, that could comprehend what she was going through, that could comprehend her story. In that lonely moment, on that drizzling afternoon, this man that I've been talking to you about, the man realized what kept Mary sane. He saw the pathetic state of his own soul cowering alongside the radiant brilliance of the strength of Mary. He grasped the difference between them and understood why, as of yet, God had not yet been born through him, through his life. In her heart, Mary pondered and therefore cleared the land for God to plant. To plant. The reason we are so unable to approximate Mary's virtue in our own lives is because we have accepted it as impossible. Impossible to live without a thought that is unexpressed. We can't live like that today. A sorrow too vast. A sorrow that was there. Our modern day is so different. If you look at it, we talked about all these social networks that we have today. Our modern world, everything is public. I see things in Facebook that I really don't care about, actually. But we do it, including myself. We do it. Nothing is ours anymore. Our thoughts, are they our thoughts only? Even what we think, what's it called, the status, right? We put on those things. Today, so little is held in reserve. So little is deeply pondered. Everything is like given. And I don't know if that serves us completely well. What are you pondering this evening, my friends? Look into the big eyes of the pastor. I'd like to know, but I'm not going to ask you to tell me. I don't want you to tell me. But what are you, inside of your heart, what are you pondering this evening? What mysterious, unveilings of God are you hiding away in your soul? What visitations, like Mary's visitations, what visitations of beauty capture your eye today, holding your gaze in reverential awe? What word of the Lord, my friends, what word of God has settled into your heart, has taken root, has grown to harvest in your life, that has come to life today? The story that you have today, you have heard so many times, but has it become alive in your life? Can you ponder that? Perhaps we should ponder pondering to see if we're doing the right thing. Pondering is a little promoted spiritual discipline. And I, for one, would like to commend you all to use it more often. Not only in spiritual situations, but in your entire life. Take time to think. God gave you something up there, right? So that you can actually be quiet sometimes and let God speak to you. Sometimes I think that if I could hear God saying something, he would say, "Would you shut up for a moment? I have to speak to you." But you are not quiet. Have you ever spoken to a person who does not shut up? Sometimes our prayers, our pondering time, our time with God turns into this. We go to God and we're praying. And then we go, "God, thank you, thank you, thank you. I want this and that and that." Like if God was Santa Claus all of a sudden. And by the time that we're finished, we say, "Thank you, Jesus." And then we go. And it's like Jesus said, "Well, but I had something to tell you. Ponder this. God needs to speak to you. But we're too busy. We're too busy, and God still wants to speak to your life." You know, Mary had a lot of things going on with all the news that she was receiving and all the responsibilities that she was going to get. But Mary did something different. Mary didn't gossip around her visitations. She held it in reverence. She pondered what was happening to her life while others were complaining and arguing maybe. Mary pondered deeply all that she heard, all that she saw, and all that she knew of God. And I believe there are many Christmas evenings, many Christmas Eves still to come where Christ wants to be born in our hearts, wants to be born in our lives. He wants us to make room in our hearts for him. That's the manger that he wants to be born in every single day of our lives. This is what Mary did. She pondered his coming and prepared him room. Are you preparing room in your life for Christ? We are called to do no less than what Mary did. Perhaps this strikes you as a hard thing to do, maybe kind of dangerous. This is not a heretical notion either. This is what we're supposed to do. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray, cast our sins and enter in, be born in us today. Today, my friends, ponder this, and may you find Christ being born in you tonight. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all. And don't forget, don't leave Christ out of Christmas. I love you all. God bless you.